The Gideon cards come in many different occasions, whether it's a thinking of you card, or in memory of you card, or in recognition of you card, like these here. And they cost you no money. You take these cards and you give them to someone who you're thinking of, or in recognition of, or in memory of, or a special occasion, and purchase some Bibles in recognition or in memory of that person. It is my prayer today that you realize or find a little bit more information about the Gideon ministry. The Gideon ministry, when we give updates in churches, we are instructed not to preach. But we will mention God's word, because it's God's word that we hand out. Do you remember singing? I do, as a child. In Sunday school, we'd sing the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. Another song that I used to sing in Sunday school was, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You see, God's word is inspired word of God. Whether it's spoken or written in Spanish or in Chinese or another language across this world, do you know the Gideon Bibles are translated in over 97 different languages and over 200 different countries? The Gideon Bible are being handed out. Well, you may ask, how many Bibles are being handed out? Blink your eye. Every time you blink your eye, every time your heart beats, over 2 copies of God's word are being handed out somewhere from one Gideon to another person. And these little Bibles are really unique, because in the front you can sign your name that this Bible is yours. And just a few pages from that, if you have struggles in your life or you need answers to something, a question in your life, there are helps in the front of these little Bibles, no matter what it is. But more importantly, if you did go to the very last page of this little book, the Bible. You see, in our daily bread, I don't know if you ever read our daily bread, it said, I wrote in this little, you see there's little quotes in there, and it said, many Bibles or many books can inform, only the Bible can transform. Because you see, this is God's holy word that God instructed men through the ages to write down. And we've got all the ways from Genesis, 66 books, all the ways to Revelation. We have the whole word of God. God tells us in his Bible in Revelation that we are not to add anything to this Bible. We're not to take anything out of this Bible, because it is complete as it is. I can remember at the age of 8 years old, but let's jump back to the age of 5. I was sitting in this children's home where mom and dad are sitting up here, adopted me out of that children's home. And this lady, my aunt, soon to be aunt, sat down and she formed this little clay object into a man. And she passed it around to all of us kids in the Sunday school. And she told us to breathe into the nose of that clay object and see if it would come alive. Guess what happened? Nothing. We could not make that little clay man come alive. But then she told us a story in Genesis, how God formed man out of the dust of the earth, and he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So sitting here today, our souls will live forever. But jump up to when I was 8 years old. This man named Murdy Getty was telling us that if the Lord was to come and return from heaven and take Christians home, where would you go? And I said, I don't know where I'd go. So when everything was done, I went back to the cabin where Murdy Getty was staying, and I knocked on his door, and I said, Murdy Getty, he said, I want to go to heaven. I want to know that I'm saved. And guess what Murdy did? He took me in, He sat me down, and he looked me square in the eyes, and Murdy Gettys said, "Scott, I can't save you." He got his Bible, and he opened it up to John 3:16, and he says, "But I can show you who can." And he says, "Whenever time I want you to read this verse," he says, "I want you to insert your, for God so loved Scott that God gave his only son for Scott, that if Scott was to believe in him, Scott would not perish, but Scott would have everlasting life. And through John 3:16, I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior." Now, the Gideons go all over the world, that's right, but we need your help. Danny Logan, a few years ago, was in Nigeria, and Danny Logan lives in St. Helens, and he's actually from this area quite a bit, and you guys might even know Danny Logan. Danny Logan had been across a lot of different schools one day in Nigeria, handing out a lot of Bibles, and when they hand out God's word to the children at each of the schools, they stand up to them and they ask them about Jesus Christ, and they show them the way of salvation. They show them in the back in their own language and through an interpreter how they can come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. They had one more school yet to do. And they had 500 Bibles left. They pulled up to the school. They got out. They set the Bibles out. And they had a time of prayer before this took place. Because, you know, it'll be 5 to 15 years before the Gideons will ever be back to that school. Do you know that across the whole world, that the average income of 50% of the world's population is less than $2 a day? They will never own a copy of God's Word unless someone like the Gideons give it to them one by one. So Danny Logan and his helper started handing out the Bibles. They'd reach back and they'd pick up the Bibles and they'd hand it to him. And when they were all done, they asked the principal how many students had walked by him. How many Bibles did they have? Guess how many students received God's word? 700. Don't we serve a miraculous Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? He supplied their need that day. Even though they had 500 Bibles, every student that walked by got a copy of God's Word. You here today, in the very back, I had them put some of these out. How would you like to be a friend of the Gideons? You can take one of these, please. There's, I think, four back there. I'd like to see them all gone. Take these and find out how you can become a friend of the Gideons, because it's because of your prayers that a lot that happens. We value your prayers. Also, let's say only 7 lives are changed for one copy of God's word that's handed out. Statistics show that it's actually more than that. And let's say last year the Gideons handed out 97 million copies of God's word. Times that by 7. Since 1908, the Gideons have been handing out God's word one by one. We've been placing them in hotels and motels, hospitals, and to the police, and to the fire stations, and into jails. We've handed out over 2 billion copies of God's word since 1908. Times that by 7. That's how many lives God's word has touched just through your faithfulness and giving to the Gideon ministry and through your prayers. That is a big number that I can't even wrap my head around, believe, be honest with you. Got the privilege to go to Chile back in 2014, so we're going to take a look at that. And she's going to pull that up. I'm going to find out what I did with my clicker. Thank you. Isn't it great to know that no matter where across this world, no matter where or what you walk into, if it's an evangelical Protestant church, we'll find Christians worshiping Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Just like these people right here, who I got to do the same thing I'm doing tonight, back in 2014, at their church service. When you walked up to their church door, you ever been to one of those U-Store places where it's this great big roll-up metal gate or, you know, door? That's what the front of their church looks like, and that's the inside of it. Nothing fancy. But when they started singing, you could tell that they loved worshiping their Lord and Savior. All right, the word to chili. Now, if you might find out that when we're said and done with this, I hope you understand the captions on here, because actually I gave the same presentation with the same slides to VBS children in Shiloh Basin just a week ago. And their ages were from 6 to 12. Well, at least I should be able to understand this now. But here's a testimony that came from there. A 6-year-old girl. Because these children knew that their mission at field for that week while at VBS was the Gideons. And so they were saving money and donating money and giving money to the offering for the Gideons. This 1 6-year-old girl, when she heard the testimonies of what happened here, knew that there was going to be children in Chile and across this world that would never have a copy of their of God's word unless she helped buy them for them. She'd been saving money up to buy a horse. And after she talked to her mom and she said, "Mom," she says, "my horse is going to have to wait." And she took the money that she'd been saving up to buy a horse at 6 years old, and she gave it to the Gideons at that VBS in Shiloh Basin. So the Gideons started, like we said, in 1908, and we found out that over 2 billion copies have been given out. I also told you that we traveled to over 200 countries across the world. Whether it's Danny going to Nigeria, Danny just got back from Malawi. We've had others just get back from Nigeria, just from the state of Oregon. Do you realize that the Gideons operate as an extension of your missions? In other words, your pastor and your leadership has linked arms and hands, hand in hand with the Gideon ministry, realizing that we are a ministry of preaching the gospel to over 200 countries through handing out God's word. Now, God's word helps out those. I know this seems simple, but to a 6 to 12-year-old, they can tell that this young girl is sad. But God's word offers hope. Well, we can't do what we do without the local churches. We need your help. We need the local pastor's help. We need the congregation's help through prayer and through your sacrificial giving. Whether we're in Chile, like the pastor right here, that was the same group that was singing, by the way. Or other local Gideons, like these gentlemen right here, Jose, and this gentleman was from Concepcion. This gentleman right here, he makes his own syrup. He lives over in, I believe, Missouri or Minnesota, somewhere there. It started with an M. And then another gentleman from the United States and more from Chile. But it takes a lot of people's help. If you're handing out 97 million copies of God's word a year, it takes a lot of people to do that, men and women. You think, well, what are the women's doing to getting ministry? Do you realize that when I was in Chile, we'll show a picture maybe in this one, they did twice the amount of Bibles that I did. People would say no to me, but to the ladies, they'd say yes. Up early. You got up at 4:30 and you're on the road by 5, and here you go heading to the first school. This little vehicle has 2 rows of seats. But can you see fitting 5 of us guys in there? We did. Off we went. Here's a local church. Local churches were so important to the Gideon ministry. Here they are storing, it counted over 100,000 Bibles that they stored for us. Bibles that you helped purchase for us. Here was the thing that touched my heart the most. I never thought in my lifetime I'd go into a classroom and I'd be able to present the gospel according to John 3:16 to over 30 classrooms a day, day after day after day for 2 weeks. We can't do that here, but in Chile we were able to do that. We'd explain to them the plan of salvation. These children also received their own copy of God's word. It's because of you. Maybe you were praying at that time. Maybe the Lord laid on your heart to pray for the Gideon ministry while we're out handing God's word. Like I mentioned to you before, in the back of every New Testament that the Gideons have is the plan of salvation. Where's this young man have his Bible at? Signing his name in the back of his Bible that he received Christ. Could you imagine walking up to your church principal here in town and the assistant principal and you hold hands and they said, will you please pray? But you know, school after school that we went to in Chile, in Santiago, in Valparaiso, in Concepcion, here's the principals, they call them directors there, asked us to pray with them. That was touching. That was amazing. Children after children, classroom after classroom, where we preached the gospel according to John 3:16. So many happy faces. Would this be how you would spend recess? These two girls were taking that scripture that they received, and they were looking to see what we said was true, because we told them. John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. You check it out. You find out if what we say is true. Romans 3:23. Romans 3:10. We value your prayers because there's another student looking at the back for the plan of salvation. Whether they were young like in this classroom. Every school was gated. Every school was locked. You had to ring a bell to get in and out of them. But they were pretty nice looking schools. You want to know where I was standing? This is where I was standing. Do you realize that the poverty level in Chile is great? That a lot of those that live in homes made out of one part of it be plywood, another part metal, just all slapped together. Here's the ladies right here. This young lady here and that lady there, they hands down handed out more copies of God's word than I ever did. It was such a joy to watch them. These two right here, Jose and his wife, took care of me for 1 week. They spoiled me rotten, believe me. But they were also Gideons that were encouraged to hand out God's word. Here's another place. You can see all the different types of building products they used on the homes there. What you didn't see is right next to that place was a very beautiful mansion. Valparaiso, the last week we spent in Chile was right here. Yes, it's built on a hill. Now, that's what they call an elevator in Chile. So when you want to know what an elevator looks like in Chile, there you go. And it looks like it was built back in the steam engine age. It looks old. Now, this gentleman right here, he's from Montana. Montana men love to hunt and they love to fish. He's already spotted his prey right there. See that little thing he's got in his hand? He's got a Bible. How far does he get across the street before that man has a Bible in his hand? Up, getting closer. Look at that. Before we get halfway across the street, my good friend from Montana has got a copy of God's Word in his hand. Here's the power of God's Word. As we walk away from this young man, what do you think he's doing? He's reading it. God's word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. He's reading God's word. Now, I never want you to complain about your kitchen here. This young Christian lady is cooking up our meal for the day. I never want you to complain about your toilet facilities because there's the bathroom right there. That's one bathroom for over 300 people that go to this church. Now, this is what it looks like on the outside. That's what it looks like on the inside. Much nicer. But the Christians took care of us. So many churches, no matter where we went, in Chile, Valparaiso, Concepcion, they stored the Bibles for us. They provided meals for us. We were wanting for nothing. I'd get home at night after seeing these faces here, and I'd break down, knowing that we had the privilege to hand out the hope of God's word into their hands. The faces just like these, boys and girls. Here's two of them. What are they doing? You can tell. They're looking at the very back, and they're signing their name that they accepted Christ as their Savior. Happy faces, just like this girl right here. Here's a school. Can you imagine carrying a case of Bibles up and down those steps? And you got to be there, and you're running back and forth. Hospitals, this is a hospital that we went to. They were lined up. You think our hospitals are full. Theirs are standing room only. A church that is over 100 years old. It was really beautiful. We handed out over 90,000 copies of God's Word in Valparaiso. It takes a team. Here's the team right here that did that work in 5 days. But Luke 18:16 says, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and for such is the kingdom of God, and forbid them not." I got messed that up. I like this young man's face and this young girl's face. He's signing his name in the back that he accepted Christ as his Savior. Here's a girl that's reading about the plan of salvation right there. No matter which classroom we went into, we happened to be at this school at recess time. Here they are, happy to come up to us to let us know that they were glad to have their own copy of God's Word that you helped provide. Once again, this is what we see from time and time again. The people, the teachers and the directors in Chile told us that the majority of the students in Chile live in far worse conditions than those in the Bronx in the United States. It's very difficult. Unbroken homes, unwed homes. The children live in terrible conditions. So we take a face like that there, give them God's word so that we can have faces like this, because they can read about their Savior, Jesus Christ, in God's holy word. Thank you for supporting the Gideon Ministry. Thank you by your prayers. Thank you by your sacrificial giving. Here's a good statistic for you. A year ago, it cost $1.25 for a case of 100. And because we've been with this same printing company for years after year after year, it now costs $1.19 per Bible. So it's $119 for a case. That is awesome, because when you take that much cost gone down, times that by 97 million Bibles, that's a lot more Bibles that we're able to purchase. That's a lot of more men and women, boys and girls, who we can hand into their hand a copy of God's Word. I'll be standing in the back with an open Gideon Bible, and as the Lord leads you, I pray that you'll donate money to the Gideon Ministry. But more importantly, we value your prayers each and every day. Because every day, every moment of every day, just think, every 4 days, every 4 or 5 days, every 4.5 days, there's over 1 million copies of God's Word being handed out because of your prayers and your financial support. Thank you very much.